Blog Talk Radio.
Make some noise. Come on,
party. I know y'all know how to move out there. Come on, yell it into the...
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on what time you are listening to this broadcast. Welcome to the SIM Factor, which stands for Singles in Ministry. I am your host, Tanja Withers. Welcome. We pray that you definitely enjoy and take heed to this show this evening. Today's topic, single men, we need you. So, a funny thing happened. I had this whole show set up. I had everything lined up. We had a panel, just had some guys come in, speak, do a roundtable discussion, the whole nine yards. So this earlier this afternoon, I got a nudge from the Holy Spirit, said, no, you're going to go in a completely different direction. So I'm going to take that lead, and I'm just going to run with it. So bear with me, and I pray that this message on today blesses you as it has me. So if you could just humor me for just a moment, give me about 5-10 or so minutes of your time. For the sake of argument, I am not Tanja Withers. I am dedicating this show to every man that listens. Whether you are single, married, widowed, divorced, whether you are straight or gay, black, white, Latino, Asian, etc., biracial, multiracial. This message on this evening is dedicated to you. I want you to take heed to what's being said, because I promise you that this broadcast today will bless you. So, as I stated, I'm not Tanja Withers, but who I am as of this moment, right now, I represent your mother. I represent your sister. I'm representing your cousin, auntie, your best female friend, your friend with benefits. You know what I'm talking about. I represent your coworker, your classmate. I represent your first crush. I represent the first girl you ever fell in love with. I represent the first girl you've ever kissed. I represent the first girl you've given your virginity to. I represent the girl who's broken your heart. I represent the girl or the woman who told you you would never amount to anything, who told you that you were worthless and made you feel insecure. I represent that woman who has publicly humiliated you the size of your manhood about your performance in bed. I represent that woman who cheated on you. I represent that woman who's betrayed your trust. I represent that woman who abandoned you, who molested you when you were young. I represent the woman who has done significantly wrong to you, so much so that you have taken it out on other women in your life for that incident that I've caused you. That's who I am this evening. And I am here at this moment, right now, to tell you the two words that you've needed to hear. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for abandoning you. I'm sorry for not paying attention to you. I'm sorry for putting another man before you, my child. I am sorry for not believing in you. I am sorry for not trusting you. I am sorry for not telling you of the great man that you are. I am sorry for humiliating you, for bringing down your manhood. I am sorry for not respecting you. I am sorry for placing things and people before you. I am sorry for dismissing you and your character. I am sorry for not having enough faith in you and trusting you. I am sorry for not giving you the encouragement that you needed. I'm sorry for treating you less than a man. And I'm so sorry for not trusting the God in you. I pray that you forgive me for every hurt, for every betrayal, for every lie, for every deceitful thing I have ever caused you. Give me for not treating you the way you should have been treated. And know this. You, my brother, my friend, you are loved, are worthy. And most of all, I need you. Forgive me for acting like Miss Independent, that I can do it all and don't need you. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I need you. You are the man whom God has destined to be. You are the man who God has anointed and appointed in this season. And you are destined for greatness. And if no woman has ever told you that, you are now hearing it. Right now. And thank you, my brother, for who you are and for whom God has you to be. And most of all, where God is about. You are strong. You are confident. You are loved. And you are beloved. And thank you. So I'm going to let you meditate on that for a moment. And I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, if I have my lovely co-author and good friend Angela in the chat room right now. The chat room is open. If you feel like leaving a comment, leave it there. If you want to call in and leave a comment in response to what has just been said, the call-in number is 646-668-2743. So we'll be right back. right after this.
Thank you.
Welcome back to The Sim Factor, and I am your host, Tanja Withers. And today's topic is Single Men, We Need You. Before the break, I felt led to give that message to every man who needs to hear this. And, you know, the book that both myself and my co-author, Angela Valentine, have written, A Single Perspective, Every Woman's Journey to Wholeness, you don't have to be a woman in order to be made whole. When coming into any relationship, regardless what kind of relationship it is, it takes two whole people to make a relationship work. And we all know that men communicate differently from women. So, you know, even if, you know, a man doesn't call in or doesn't have anything to say, if he listens to this message and meditates on it, then my job was done. So this show definitely is not going to be a long one, but I felt that this message needed to be said because every hurt begins with a root. And if that root can be plucked out and call out almost every situation or any possibility or any scenario of the cause of that root, acknowledge it, address it, and pluck it out. Remove it once and for all so that steps can be taken in order to be made whole. So if you'd like to comment, please call in 646-668-2743. Press the number 1, and I will put you on the air. If you are in the chat room, please make a comment, and I'll be notified what you say in the chat room. So I'm going to put my partner in crime, who's also my co-author, Angela, on the line, and see if I can get her comment about what was just made this evening. So, Angela, you are on the air.
Hi, Tanja, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
Great show. I'm loving that you are having your shows on a more regular basis now, because I really feel that this is a topic that needs to be discussed. And, you know, we just need to have a conversation, you know, about some of these things. And I appreciate you. And one of the reasons that I asked you to write the book with me was because you're so candid, you're so authentic, and you're so honest, and not afraid to put it out there, whatever it is. And, you know, that's a blessing in and of itself to put things on the table. You know, my husband used to preach a sermon about there can be no healing until you face the pain. And sometimes as women, we want to hold on to our pain and how we've been done wrong and what we're not getting out of this relationship or the other. But you just opening up with that. And as you were talking and I was just listening, I'm like, how could any man just sit on the other side of the table with a woman saying that and not just melt and not just break down in humility, you know? So that said a lot, you know, not just for a man hearing that, but for a woman, the women that may listen to this call as they listen to it, and how you just took your time and just broke that down and with all sincerity, you know, reaching out across the table to say, I'm sorry, you know, before we even get into what's going on with me and why I have my attitude, but you're coming to the table saying, look, I'm sorry, and you being the first, because one of the things, too, that we discuss in the book, that love gives, and I want to also add that love forgives, you know, so yes. A lot of times we have to be the one to make the first move. We're the woman that sets the atmosphere in the home or in the relationship, and sometimes if something's a little off, you know, why wait for the man to come to you all the time? He know he did this. He know he was wrong. He know I'm upset. Well, why not bring it to the table and first of all say, hey, I'm sorry, you know, and start the conversation and then take it from there. But a soft answer turns away wrath, the Bible says also. So it's just a beautiful demonstration of how you can submit yourselves. Even the Bible says in Ephesians 5:21, it talks about the husband and the wife relationship. And this applies to any relationship. You know, you submit yourself one to another. We have a bad taste in our mouth about that word submit, especially when it comes to, you know, the woman. But one way to submit is just submitting how you're feeling, you know, and laying that down and being concerned about your partner, your spouse, that other person in this relationship, and just, you know, humbling yourself before them first. So I think that's really key. And that's really pivotal, and a lot of times we don't take that approach. So I really appreciate you bringing that to the table tonight. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate that. And, I've been struggling with this all day, but I know that this needed to come out because whoever needed to hear this broadcast needed to hear it, and that's why I could not rest fully until this demonstration came out, and whoever is blessed by this, then so be it. You know, the assignment was done. And the fact is, again, you don't have to be a woman in order to be made whole. Every human being should start the process in being made whole instead of consistently carrying excess baggage unnecessarily, because we do have baggage knowingly that we can work on. It's that unknowing baggage that we don't know about until we get to a certain relationship or get to a next level of progress and realize that there's something there, and then have to start to tackle on that. But if we can tackle on what we know we have, our isms and our schisms, and target that, focus on it, and release it from us, and release it and give it to God, release it and not hold on to it like a security blanket ever again, then we are taking the necessary steps to have a better and whole relationship with ourselves, with God, and with others. So that's why I felt that it was imperative to take this show to a completely different direction. And, you know, I thank God that he did. So, you know, so thank you so much for giving your input. I truly appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you. So basically on that note, I'm going to end this show because I think that that's a lot for anyone to process. But I just really want you to just meditate on what you just heard. Meditate on what was just spoken, and basically take heed to it. And you know, as a man, if you know, a lot of men don't like to show emotions. We get that. If you need to go into a corner and cry, so be it. If you, you know, need to, whatever you need to get that frustration out, if this message hits home and resonates with you, take it and run with it. And to everyone that's listening, I ask you, I plead with you even, if you can just take this broadcast and just share it to all of your social media pages and just let every man that you know that needs to hear this message, let them hear it, because this is so needed for such a time as this. So, once again, I just thank you for your time. I thank you for listening. I thank you that you will pass this broadcast on to those who not just need to hear it, but even those who are walking around who thinks that there's absolutely nothing wrong. Something in this show could actually hit home for them and really take a look within themselves. And that's the goal. That's the purpose for this broadcast today. So once again, I thank you. May the Lord keep you and bless you. And we will see you next time. Have a good evening.
I was up late one night, and I heard God say, "Cease."
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
covenant relationship. Whatever God promised, He will never, never forget. No, no, no. We're the seed of Abraham. You can go on in and possess the land. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. Go on and walk in your seed. Put a smile on your face. Let the Holy Spirit erase